Outside the box, it's here again. Trying to promote a more ecological world. Today's topic is urban jungle. Ben Wilson's book, Urban Jungle, The History and Future of Nature in the City, turns the idea of living in the city upside down. Don't search out where the pavement is, instead, look for nature in a different form. What immediately struck me about Urban Jungle was the book's front cover photo. Here's a many-storied, cement-looking structure in Italy, the Milan Vertical Forest, almost completely covered by green tree and shrub foliage. Is it an apartment building, an office building, or is it for growing trees and shrubs? Well, actually, it's all three. Someone can buy a two-bedroom flat in the building for a mere $5.7 million U.S., and from the 10th floor, see a forest right outside their window, made up of over 90 different species. It's an example of reforestation and biodiversity expansion by cooling the building, reducing energy costs, cutting air pollution, and increasing the habitat for more living creatures. The building's architect calls it, quote, a house for trees inhabited by humans, end quote. Skyscrapers of glass or metal reflect heat and warm the surroundings. This building does the opposite. The Milan photo symbolizes Wilson's basic premise that the city is an entirely different ecosystem from the rural areas surrounding it, but it is, or should be, just as much a part of nature. For centuries, urban environments have been engineered and manipulated by humans, that's us, for what they thought was their benefit, our benefit. But we're discovering that we need to reconstruct urban areas to be in harmony with nature, not separate from it. The author looks historically at city life from many perspectives. There's the relationship between rural and urban areas, the creation of parks and natural areas in the city, the abandonment of ancient cities and their return to nature, the importance of trees, and the necessity of having water, food production, and animals in urban areas. A few unique takeaways from Urban Jungle, such as, there are no such things as weeds, since every plant has its purpose. Even after a nuclear war or environmental collapse, plants will be back in some form. Plants and animals evolve when part of an urban ecosystem. Wild sections of cities may look messy and chaotic, but they're more in harmony with nature than neat-looking parks. Biodiversity is much greater in urban than in rural areas. And cities and suburbs can feed themselves to a significant extent if enough rooftop gardens and grass into garden spaces are utilized. Ben Wilson is encouraged by changes in urban environments. Cities are beginning to transform, overcoming the legacy of colonialism, open sewers, slums, etc., and the mindset of humans controlling nature. Instead of walls and dikes to keep out high water, let the water in. Create resilience to natural events. Ensure that cities meet the needs of working people, not just the wealthy. Bologna, Italy, for example, could provide 77% of its residents' vegetables if all its rooftops had gardens. And Toronto recently passed a law mandating that all new buildings have green roof coverage. Berlin has over 70,000 community garden plots and 12,000 more on a waiting list. Urban gardens can provide local food with little or no transportation costs, and as the author suggests, much of the city's night soil, aka poop, and urine could be treated and recycled for growing food rather than harboring dangerous diseases and polluting water. Wilson singles out Singapore and Amsterdam as examples of cities of the future. Rooftop gardens and urban agriculture, reestablishing wetlands, discouraging car use, and green buildings are hopeful symbols of what cities must look like in the future. Many larger U.S. cities, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, have begun this transition as well. Climate catastrophe may be hard to avoid, even if the Earth stops using fossil fuels by the goal of 2050 or sooner. Ben Wilson, and me too after reading this book, have hopes that cities will be in the leadership in creating a new normal of a more environmentally friendly world by being a part of nature, in harmony with it, not apart from it. If you live in a city or may want to move to one, how much nature does it have? I'm Larry Danziger, missing my rural roots, but glad for my current home of Bangor that's pretty green.